NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by INA, Insurance Company of North America. Now with the news, here is Don Doak.
Cautious optimism is being expressed over the peace talks in Paris with the arrival of Hanoi's senior Politburo member Lee Duc Tho and the anticipated resumption of secret sessions. On his arrival in Paris, the Hanoi envoy repeated the demand that the U.S. stop bombing the North and set a date for all troop withdrawals. But he added, "We hope that American forces and captured American servicemen will be able to return to their country and their families as soon as possible." Secretary of State Rogers today expressed some optimism over the coming secret talks in Paris. Alvin Rosenfeld reports from Washington.
Secretary Rogers said there is a possibility of negotiating a Vietnam settlement, and he indicated the way to do that is through private talks.
"We have been concerned about the public negotiations that have occurred. You can't negotiate this way in public. I noticed Lee Duc Tho, according to Reuters, just landed in Paris and made an airport statement about his position. That's no way to negotiate a settlement. That's just for the purpose of propaganda."
Interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press, Rogers added that the U.S. should be able to detect fairly soon whether the other side is serious about negotiating or not. The secretary disclosed that the recent bombings of Hanoi and Haiphong had forced the North to move some of its MiG fighters back from the fighting front to that area. Alvin Rosenfeld, NBC News, Washington.
The full Meet the Press program can be heard later today on NBC Radio. Details of intense fighting in northern South Vietnam after this for INA.
At INA, insurance is a living thing. It changes. It grows. It responds to the needs of individuals and business. We offered the first ocean cargo insurance in America. We invented the homeowner's policy. We combined car and home insurance into one. We wanted to sell a no-fault auto policy before most people had heard of the idea. And we created MEND to rehabilitate injured people rather than simply paying them off. One man can tell you more about Insurance Company of North America's innovations. He's your INA agent, and he's in the yellow pages. Call him.
And now, once again with the news, here's Don Doak.
The North Vietnamese offensive, expected to play a prominent role in the secret peace talks, continues with extreme pressure being placed on several towns in northern South Vietnam. North Vietnamese troops, as they tighten the circle around Quang Tri, stopped an attempt by South Vietnamese Marines to open Highway 1 south of the city. South Vietnamese troops are reported falling back in the Central Highlands, and along with Cambodian troops have abandoned two major positions along their common border, leaving gaps on the western flanks of Saigon and the Mekong Delta. U.S. helicopters have begun evacuating military dependents and civil servants from Con Tum as enemy forces put pressure on the defenders there. U.S. ships and planes are carrying out heavy bombardments of enemy positions. Two former enemies, Prime Minister of India Indira Gandhi and President of Pakistan Ali Bhutto, will meet in late May or early June to draw up a peace treaty formally ending last year's Indo-Pakistan War. Representatives of the two countries have been meeting to arrange the summit conference. The Apollo 16 astronauts back in Houston have been given a thorough medical examination and pronounced in excellent shape. This afternoon, the astronauts will begin the second phase of their debriefing, answering questions about the technical problems they had during their lunar mission. More news in a moment.
Take care of yourself. We sell insurance that pays you when you live, and we want you around to enjoy it.
President Nixon flies from Florida to Texas today to be the guest of John Connally, the Treasury Secretary and only Democrat in the Nixon cabinet. Connally has invited about 100 couples to share a buffet dinner with the Nixons at Connally's ranch near San Antonio. Among the guests are some of the most prominent residents of Texas, Republicans or conservative Democrats, who contribute regularly to political campaigns. Senators McGovern and Humphrey are campaigning in Ohio for that state's primary on Tuesday. McGovern accuses President Nixon of using the military for purposes of political deception and ambition. Humphrey is calling on the president to use his coming trip to Moscow to urge a cultural exchange between Soviet Jews and those in this country. The Cleveland Plain Dealer today says Mrs. Ethel Kennedy will soon announce her endorsement of Senator McGovern. The hour's top story, cautious optimism is being expressed by both U.S. and North Vietnamese officials over the outcome of the anticipated renewed secret peace negotiations in Paris. Don Doak, NBC News.
Listen again on the hour when NBC Monitor brings you News on the Hour. What a great start I just got off to, folks. Oh, boy.
I was fixing my earphones. Actually, I was supposed to say,
listen again on the hour when INA Insurance Company of North America brings you NBC Monitor News. But I didn't get around to that. And if I don't shut up, I'll never get around to Bert Comfort's orchestra, and all I ever need is you.
Bert Comfort.
Those 3 o'clock feedings will kill you. You know, obviously the monitor host who's really the most, Ted Brown. I don't know if that's actually very accurate or not, but I will say this. I'm 4'6", dark hair, green piercing eyes, cat-like movements, golden a flex. Dance in my eyes, I look toward the light. And I'm the father of Samantha, so watch it. 10 days old today. Mm-hmm. Isn't that marvelous? Well, let's talk about you. Have you ever thought of going on a vacation to Tunisia? You haven't been out of the bathroom in 3 weeks. Now listen to me. We've got a place for you. Oh, I tell you, those little ad-libs I throw in, as my mother once said.
My son, the announcer.
Yes, and again, 3 out of 4 women I meet say...
Oh, Mr. Brown, would you mind shutting up and playing the record?
I will. This is Dawn, and what are you doing Sunday? You're listening to me right now.
I hear some people get married in the park on a Sunday afternoon. And all their friends bring pretty flowers while a band plays a happy tune. Now do you want me? Do you need me? Do you love me like I love you? If it's a nice day now, what are you doing Sunday, baby? I wanna marry you. What are you doing Sunday afternoon? Maybe we should wait till night to join hands with the stars above.
we'll be kissing our first kiss by moonlight as we cry eternal love. Now do you want me? Do you need me? Do you love me like I love you? Ooh, what are you doing Sunday, baby? Would you like to marry me? Oh, what do you say now? If it's a nice day now, what are you doing?
And what are you doing Sunday, huh? Well, Sunday's a romantic day in many ways, and so I'm going to give you now a brief word about tender, loving, extra care. In engineering, that is.
Extra care in engineering. The Chrysler Corporation, where every 72 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler built in North America has torsion bar front suspension and rear leaf springs. And to our engineers, that means a well-controlled ride with less dip and
extra care in engineering.
Where every 72 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler built in North America is built with unibody construction. All steel, all welded, all around spring.
Extra care in engineering.
A 100% testing of voltage regulators, ultrasonic testing of critical front suspension safety items, computerized control testing of automatic transmissions, the 72 Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge, products of
extra care in engineering, Chrysler Corporation cars.
See them at your Dodge and Chrysler Plymouth dealers.
Chrysler Corporation cares.
You take extra care, too. Buckle up.
You probably don't recognize me with my new face. I'm Phyllis Diller. You know, I'm so excited about my ravishing face that I've decided to work on my ravaged body before the city condemns it. Lucky for me, there's Diet 7-Up, a diet drink that doesn't taste funny. Diet 7-Up tastes so good, I almost don't mind being on a diet. It's just the part about not eating I can't stand.
Whoever did a job on her face was just great. I mean, she looks like, you know, at least 10, 12 years younger. Unbelievable. Well, Barbara Mandrell, who has never been touched by human hands, would like to sing for you now. It's called Show Me. Come on, Barbara. Little country western pebble kicking theme here.
Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me.
People in love with each other.
show me, baby. That's Barbara Mandrell.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show, not too many stations take, and so they don't do too much. Now, he has Monitor Music by Floyd Kramer once took over the line. Up it. Well, I think you deserve better. I think if you are taking this portion, you deserve better. And so we're going to scrap all that and play you the entire score from a science fiction picture called The Chadrul That Devoured San Diego.
Wrong!
All right, one joke over the line. Up it, up it. Something? I like it better with the echo when it was this way. That group was never wrong, really. It is Monitor, and we are on NBC, and despite everything you may have heard to the contrary, I am Ted Brown here. 4'6", dark hair, green piercing eyes, and a brand new daddy. Yeah, if I could, I'd give you all a... You don't give cigars when a baby girl, do you, really? Hmm? You do? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's tough to push them through the microphone anyway. Lots of good music this half hour. Even a brief but very learned seminar on snails with Graham Kerr. The Galloping Gourmet. It's nothing about cooking snails, though. No, he just loves snails. So stick around, won't you? Good, good. And now, here's Samuel Davis Jr. and John Shaft. Yeah. Come on, Sammy. Look out. Rap on.
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all? Sammy Davison. That was written just for Sam, those lyrics. And John Shaft, Isaac Hayes, Black Moses. Just a second now. A group of guys just walked in with big bright stars in their shirts. Would like a word with you. They just will open their mouths and you will hear... happening in your stomach isn't funny at all. That's where Pepto-Bismol tablets come in. They protect your stomach with soothing coating action that gets between the upset and your stomach. Pepto-Bismol tablets. Keep them handy because there's nothing funny about an upset stomach.
Nothing funny about having a Moog synthesizer in your stomach either, I'll tell you that, boy. That's a major operation. The trouble is identifying it. All right. Listen, if we have just a little extra care in engineering now, we may have a commercial. Ready?
As an independent auto mechanic, what does extra care in engineering mean to you?
Being concerned about a car being safe and lasting a lot longer than what's just necessary to sell a car. Going beyond that.
Very good. And along that line, Chrysler Corporation has some engineering features that they put in their cars. For example, do you know what the torsion bar twist is? Is that some kind of company dance of some kind?
No, I'm not very familiar with that myself.
Well, Chrysler Corporation uses torsion bar suspension in all their North American-built cars. GM uses torsion bars only in Cadillac Eldorado and Oldsmobile Coronado. And then Chrysler tests sample bars with 18 times more twist than you could possibly do if you were driving the car.
Chrysler Corporation cars have always been known for their engineering quality.
Why would you say that? Are you getting paid to do this commercial? Just be honest.
If the commercial goes on the air, I would presume I'm getting paid.
Is that why you're saying all these nice things about Chrysler Corporation?
Definitely not. These are all things I really believe. In fact, I bought my mother a Chrysler product.
Why is that?
Because if she has trouble with her car, it's my problem. And I have enough problems as it is.
I want to ask you something. You know, if you're a good cook, you see, and you feed your husband well, he'll love you. If you don't, he ain't going to be too happy when he comes home, and he's going to come busting through the door and say, "Where are you, you bat?" So I suggest you listen to Graham Kerr, and he'll tell you so much about cooking, and then your husband will come home and say, "I love you, let me count the ways." I don't think you'll even have time to cook. Now, with that big intro, it'd be nice if the Galloping Gourmet would only tell us about some food, but instead he's going to talk about snails.
I mean, a calcium-encased slug is really not what I call a gastronomic enterprise. I think they're eaten by brave young men who want to turn on their girlfriends to the thought that here is this terribly suave and sophisticated man in the world sitting there munching away at snails, and isn't that chic? But quite honestly, the idea of swallowing something like that, this doesn't turn me on too much, and even when they're fried in butter and dressed in honey, which is a sophisticated way of cooking them, they don't appeal to me. So why should this thing think of it? It is a slimy, it leaves that lovely silvery trail behind it. It has two little pronged horns and makes love in the most extraordinary way. It takes over 2 hours for a snail to have intercourse. And it does this in the most extraordinary fashion. It does it ear to ear. But it doesn't have ears, which is a bit difficult. But the two pronged horns that come up, first of all, a highly aroused male snail get a swelling behind the ear, and that swelling will gradually get bigger and bigger and bigger until it will fire a calcified dart, which at such high velocity will go through the shell of another snail. Now, this is where maybe Cupid's arrow comes in. And the other snail, feeling the prick of this thing through its shell, will say, ho, ho, somebody has intentions, and will wheel around, because they're blind, will wheel around and sense this other snail. They then have to juggle themselves so that they become head to head. And it all takes place in a matter of about 5 seconds, the actual intercourse itself, whereas it takes them about 2.5 hours to get into position, which is rather fascinating.
And actually, I don't know what he's getting so excited about. I never thought there was any other way. I mean, you know, that's rather quick, if you want to know. I mean, you know, one should take approximately 2.5 hours, you know. What's the matter with that guy? Is he crazy or something?
Oh,
I mean, he shouldn't talk about things like that, you know?
Ever.
How many snails right now are very embarrassed about this whole thing? Snails that listen to Monitor?
Really?
We got a big audience of snails, by the way. You know, in the Southwest, we're number one with snails, and they're just listening to this guy coming on telling about very personal things, you know? How long it takes them to have intercourse, you know? 2.5 hours to prepare, 5 seconds for the final act. I mean, that's an embarrassing thing. You know, we got the Italian-American civil rights people and the Hadassah or something. No, that's not right. Anyway, we're going to have snails up in arms, boy, I'll tell you. They're going to be very angry with us. Would you take a memo to Bob Maurer or to Mr. Wogan or one of them, please, to make a public apology to all snails? No, make it all sexy snails. And now, the shortest life history of any living insect.
If you have bug problems, and most everybody does, you know, insects, anything from termites to tarantulas, we suggest that you call a professional pest control specialist in to do the job right. Check your Yellow Pages for pest control specialists that offer Gold Crest chemical protection. Then you'll get the finest chemical protection available in the trained hands of professionals. Professional pest control specialists know the best way to solve insect problems and how to protect the environment. Goldcrest Chemical Protection has provided effective insect control for more than a quarter of a century, so don't take chances or try to do it yourself. Get Goldcrest Chemical Protection, available only through professional pest control specialists. See your Yellow Pages.
And let's hope that somewhere out there, there's not a termite, you know, sitting on your house and saying, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Boing, 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 boing. Ready for another Monitor tip. This one's for a better ecology. I don't like to talk dirty, but that's all. During your spring cleanup around the yard, don't throw away or burn the leaves, twigs, and dead grass you've raked up. No. What you do is sell the house, the leaves, the twigs, the dead grass, and move into an apartment. Now, that's one way to keep America clean. Now, here's another.
For a change, we'd like to ask you not to contribute something this year. Don't contribute to the litter problem. Contribute to a litter barrel instead. Come on, people. Pitch in.
Cause if everybody wants to pitch in to clean up America, it won't be America.
This message is from the people of the United States Brewers Association and Associated Industries.
We got music, baby. We got music, baby. I don't know where I'm going with this thing. I think we'll leave that. That's a big finish. We'll leave that for later on, right? Hello there, you lovely people. Monitor music for lovers and classical adaptations, or just for lovers, period. Apollo 100 and Mendelssohn's Fourth. Now, I took too much time introducing it, so we're going to have Apollo 50 and Mendelssohn's Second.
Thank you.
my monitor tip for travelers. Next time on the road with the family for a trip, why not take the scenic or historic route? Yes, go underground. Instead of the high-speed turnpike, you chart a route using the back roads and byways. Get stuck in mud up to here. Really get yourself into a bind. But it'll make a good conversation piece for your grandchildren. Now something else for travelers to remember.
Hi, I'd like a burger, two francs clam roll.
We got burgers, cheeseburgers, super burgers.
Fried chicken.
Look at the sign, just burgers.
Yeah, okay. Four burgers, two butter pecan cones, a hot fudge sundae with...
vanilla strawberry.
Don't you guys have anything?
We got burgers, cheeseburgers,
super burgers. There are lots of burger places around today, and that's about all they have, burgers. Chicken places have chicken, ice cream places, ice cream. At Howard Johnson's, we have burgers and fried chicken and 28 flavors of the world's yummiest ice cream and sundaes and ice cream sodas and grilled and butter franks and tender sweet clams and fish fries and roast turkey.
Howard Johnson, Howard Johnson, someone you know wherever you go.
Johnson's restaurants and motor lodges. Someone you know, wherever you go.
Ted Rob.
I give myself to you. What I want to do. You don't need no vows to hold me. You don't have to wear a sign saying that you're mine. I can feel it when you hold me. No one, you're not really holding me. We can split, so we don't split, you see.
Let me see now. I think I'll sing. California, here I come. Right back where I started from.
Yeah!
You don't have to go all the way out there for a massage. They got massage parlors all over the place. Right here, Broadway, 42nd Street.